Welcome to Fit and Chips Chats, health and wellness advice for women over 40 and beyond with Amanda Thebe. This is a show full of hot topics specifically for hot women. Amanda Thebe is a force of nature for women who are experiencing menopause hell and want to start feeling healthy and fit in their 40s and beyond. Through her very frank articles, podcasts, and hilarious social media presence, she's here to help you with informative advice while making you laugh like a 20-year-old throughout. Her raging fans have called her an unstoppable inspiration, resilient bitch, and one woman called her the over 40 guru to watch in 2017. Please visit us at fitandchips.com. And now, here's your host, Amanda Thebe.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Fit and Chips Chat. I am joined today by Arete Schwartz and I'm very excited to speak to her because I really don't know very much about the subject we're going to talk to her about today. Arete has 20 years experience as a fitness and dance instructor, but she is the owner of a belly dance company and we're going to talk all about belly dancing today and how you can incorporate it into your life. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And could you tell me how you pronounce the name of your company?
Sharqi, and that means east in Arabic.
You grew up with the art form of belly dance and you have been featured on NBC, ABC, CBC, lots of acronyms, and CNN, to name a few, and has numerous titles, including the Belly Dancer of the Year and Middle East Dance Champion of North America. That's pretty impressive. I like
that. Thank you.
She has led packed classes and workshops in the US and Japan, working with thousands of women and men who have found success in meeting their fitness goals, as well as discovering this new passion called belly dance. And the company that you own has actually, you said, over 100 instructors, and it's an international company now.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Yes, very exciting. So I would like to start this conversation by just finding out a little bit more about belly dance, like why we're going to talk about it today, where it comes from, and removing any of the stigmas that we may have around the subject. So go.
Awesome. All right. So belly dance is not a sexual dance, believe it or not, and it wasn't meant to seduce a man originally, yeah? Belly dance came, and we think the earliest origins of the belly dance are from Egypt, we think. And it was done as a fertility dance, and it was done to show another woman what it means to be a woman through movement. So no men were involved. Women would just dance for each other. And they would show her, hey, this is what it feels like to have a baby kicking in your stomach. They would do a shoulder shimmy to accentuate the chest shaking to show her, hey, it's important to nurse. They would do undulations to show it's important to have a strong core to carry a baby, or figure eight movements to show how curvaceous your body becomes when you're pregnant because your hips widen. And again, this is the history that I know it as. You know, depending from where you're from, they might have their own history, but this history certainly I loved and made me want to belly dance. And unfortunately, when belly dance came to the U.S. at the time of the World's Fair in Chicago, when Western man saw a belly dancer at the Chicago Fair, immediately Western man thought sex because the way she was moving, because Western man didn't move that way at that time. So unfortunately, from then on, it sort of went to pot, you know, and people had this stigma with belly dance. But really, it's about celebrating fertility. It was an exercise for childbirth, believe it or not. And some doulas, some midwives still use some of that movement to help the baby come down.
That makes complete sense, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, right? It massages your organs.
That's so interesting. So was it the World's Fair? So that's the 1800s.
Yeah, 1890, I believe.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so you were telling me you come from a Jewish background. So explain, because I found this very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah, I am Jewish, but I'm of Middle Eastern descent. Specifically, my grandparents came from Yemen. which is an Arabic country. And right now it's more of a Muslim country, but they immigrated to Israel because they're Jewish and they want to go to a Jewish state. So I am Israeli of Arabic descent and Jewish. So that's my background.
And you were saying that the belly dancing is something that you grew up with. You didn't actually really enjoy growing up with it because probably it was forced on you, like most children. But then it's incorporated into all of your celebrations. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah, you're right. I hated it. I hated everything about it. I hated Arabic. I hated the music. I hated just the dance, just anything that was like connected to my culture. I guess like with any young kid, you know. But I absolutely love it now. Love it, love it.
Yeah. And so, and the reason that you came into this is because you're an entrepreneur, you're a female entrepreneur, which is one of the exciting reasons why you're on the show, because I'm always happy to promote that. But the reason you started Sharkey is because you were saying that you didn't fit the standards that were existing for your profession in New York at the time. So
Right. Correct. If I can go into that.
Yeah.
So I was a contemporary dancer in New York City that never fit the mold. I was too short, I was too fat, I was too thin, I was whatever. I was too brown, you know, my skin is very, very tan. And also to supplement my living with dancing, I was teaching fitness. And I couldn't get away with like not fitting the mold. Back in the 90s, being a fitness professional was all about being a celebrity fitness instructor. I don't feel that's the case anymore. But again, I didn't fit the mold of being a fitness professional. So I was like, you know what? I got to create this for myself. And I remembered with belly dance, it's about no judgments. It doesn't matter how you looked. It's about how you felt. Yeah. And so what I did is I just fused the two together, belly dance and fitness.
And how was that received then? You started the company in the 90s?
I started in 1998 and became a company in 2000.
And how was that received then? So you're now 18 years strong.
Yeah. People loved it because that was a time when Latin aerobics became a big craze. Yeah. And when dance fitness was really coming up, you know, is rising up in the fitness industry. And they were like, wow, belly dance you know, Shakira, everyone wanted to be like Shakira. Everybody wanted to dance like the woman on, there was this popular soap opera called El Clon. It was a Mexican soap opera and people wanted to dance like her. And yeah, it was awesome.
And so you were just saying there that one of the real positive things about the movement of belly dancing is that it's a non-judgmental activity that women and men can do, but specifically women. And I hope you don't mind me saying, but you're 44, so you're experiencing changes in your body too.
Absolutely.
And so it's sometimes very difficult for us to embrace the physical changes. And so how does belly dance help women overcome that? Because I know it encourages curvaceous figure and it celebrates it. So can you tell me a little bit about the mindset of that, please?
Absolutely. Well, first, in the Middle East, you know, being a skinny twig or whatever that means to you, I mean, it's not as appealing in the Middle East. Women are just proud having a chest, having hips, you know, and we celebrate that with the dance. But for me personally, I've never had a weight issue because I've always been a dancer. I've always been active. But for me, the shift happened is when I had kids. Yeah. And I couldn't control, you know, the flabby stomach, you know, the widening of the hips, you know, the rear end coming down. It was super, super hard for me. And that's when I really gravitated more to belly dance to really make me feel good again. And with belly dance, it's, in fact, you're celebrated when you have a little bit more. The dance looks amazing when you do have a little bit more on your tummy, when you do have wider hips. You can see the movement and it's so beautiful. And it's nice to see the skin rolling with you.
Do you find that when you have women come into the class that maybe have a little bit of extra weight that they're not comfortable with, that you've got to sort of talk them down off the ledge? Or I mean, how do you deal with that? Because
right.
I would think that the hardest thing for them is to actually come to the class to start with.
That is the yes, right. Okay. Well, the women who come to my class, they first of all, they're at a point where they want something different. They're also at the point where like, oh, I don't like my body. But what they don't realize when coming into the class that Everybody looks like them. Everybody has the same issue. But what's great is they start doing the movement. I teach them about the history of belly dance. I open their eyes a little bit. They're like even more interested. I make it so easy for them step by step that they can do it. And they're realizing, wow, I'm belly dancing. And then all of a sudden, by the end of the class, they're dancing. They're like, I feel so good. Look at what my body can do. And look at how great my body looks doing all these beautiful figure eights and undulations. Oh, my God. I look sexy in my eyes.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so what you're saying, I think, there as well is like the sense of empowerment that they get from the class.
Yes.
Is something that they're not going to lose. And it's the thing that drives them to come back, I'm sure. Because
absolutely.
Yeah, one of the very distinct things that happens in our 40s and through menopause and generally as we age is we lose our confidence and we start to feel a little bit less than we previously were. And the idea of stepping out of our comfort zone again, like taking that jump, can be a challenge. And I was speaking to Fabienne and Marie-Ère on one of our previous podcasts, and she said that one of the things that she did to step out of her comfort zone and just to regain that sense of self-worth again was to stop burlesque dancing, which I think is wonderfully outrageous. It's not for me. I'd love to want to do that, but I just think it's the most perfect, beautiful art form that again celebrates women. And so I feel as though the belly dancing might be that type of activity again. It might just be the type of thing that women can just say, yeah, look at me, I'm gorgeous, and I'm going to celebrate it.
Yeah, and to be completely transparent, I have a lot of those moments where I don't feel good about my body and I just immediately get up and I start dancing and I feel great again.
So talk me through a class. You don't have to do it step by step, but give me an idea of what happens when somebody steps into a studio for a belly dancing class.
Yeah. So to clarify, the class that I teach is a belly dance workout. Now, belly dance is, it can tone your muscles, but a traditional belly dance class won't have that cardio component with it. My class does. So I do both. We do strength training within the movements as well as getting the heart rate up. So a newbie who'd come to my class, of course, you know, I'd ask her if she'd have any former experience or any type of dance experience. We go through the posture and then boom, we just go. I feel like the whole idea is don't stop, just do and explain within the movement as you're moving. And it's a multi-level class. Any level, dance level can come in, and I'm able to teach in that way. And, you know, when I teach the movement, there are several versions, and I say this is version 1, 2, and 3. And by the end, I just have them dancing one complete choreography.
When you said there's some strength component in there, how do you incorporate that into a dance movement?
Yeah, absolutely. So the strength component happens in the drilling process. So when I'm teaching certain blocks of movement, we have to drill each movement and then link it all together to make it one complete block. Yeah. So the drilling is the strengthening. So you really feel it in your legs, believe it or not.
So what does drilling mean?
Drilling means practicing the movement over and over and over again before you link it to the block.
Is that dance talk?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't come from a dance background. That's awesome. Okay, so can we now just talk a little bit about how our like libidos can take like a nosedive in our 40s? And it's a very common subject that's spoken about on my forum. And it can be a very difficult, embarrassing subject to verbalize, even to friends. And so can you tell me how this is, how belly dancing has impacted your life as far as that's concerned, and how a woman can maybe think about incorporating belly dance just to feel sensual again?
Sure. Well, this is still something that I still struggle with just due to my age, and I have two small kids. As far as libido, first of all, one, there's a mindset shift. All of a sudden, when you start dancing and you're looking in the mirror and like, wow, I can do it. And wow, damn, I look good. There's that mindset shift like, oh, I am sensual. Oh, I am sexy. That's one. two, with belly dance, you're really engaging those muscles down there too. So you're really getting them strong. So not only are you like feeling open in your hips as well, but you're really lifting up through those pelvic core muscles the whole entire time and getting them strong too. So that helps in, you know, when you're intimate with your partner. And two, that also helps with when women start to have those issues of, you know, they have to run to the bathroom,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the big focuses I talk about all the time is pelvic floor dysfunction and how we can engage and improve the quality of our pelvic floor muscles. And so I think what it sounds like is happening in belly dancing is that you're completely engaging through the whole core, from like shoulders to hips,
yes,
to back, so yeah, that the whole trunk is the proximal area of the body is really engaging. And so,
yes,
I mean, that's one of the big weak areas in women as we age generally, and there's so many knock-on effects from lower back issues, hip issues, pelvic floor dysfunction, mm-hmm, shortening of breath, and so,
yeah,
and anything as well that gets a woman moving in a happy manner with any type of cardio component to me is a benefit because of our mood changes that can happen as well.
Right, the endorphins, absolutely.
So a new lease for life. So I'd like to talk about the fact that you actually run your own business. I mean, this is really an empowering conversation for people because, again, this is a very pivotal time in a woman's life when there are a lot of shifts happen. You know, it's often a time of empty nesters. Maybe career is changing and we feel a little bit lost of direction. I know I did for a small while. It's difficult to imagine taking steps to change your career, thinking you're too old or you're past it. And then you've got this thriving career that you continue to push and you're growing and expanding. So I know you've told us how it got started. You were in a place where you didn't fit. So you knew that you needed to do something different and you found this niche market that it was,
yeah,
something was missing. I mean, do you have any advice for women who are facing that challenge and they don't know what to do? I mean, any experience along the way that would be helpful to them?
What helped me like create the spark of this company is trying new things. I went into a totally different type of class just to try something new, and it just sparked my thing. I actually went to a folklore class. I went to this Persian dance class.
Okay.
Struck me, wait, I can, I don't know. You just got to take yourself out of the environment, yeah, and get out of your comfort zone and just try something new. That's one.
Yeah, because that's where, I would say it's where the magic happens, but it's,
yeah,
the initial step that's hard. And do you suggest like just trying it rather than going big, like just trying something new and start small?
I never started small. I always went big. So
really? Oh, God. Let's go for it then.
Yeah, like even with my belly dance competitions, I didn't start the small competition. I just went big because that's what I wanted. But then again, that's just who I am.
Right.
So would I suggest go to start small? Well, I mean, if that works for you, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, one of the things can be finances as well, right? Like, especially if you're in New York, starting a business there and having your own space and everything. And we're in a digital age now, so a lot of stuff can be, yeah, accessed online. Have you found that that's a good medium for you?
Absolutely, because that's what I do now too. When I teach my instructors to get certified, and that's how I provide their continuing education is through digital video.
Oh, you don't do any in-person things? It's all online.
For my instructors, it's all online, but I'm soon going to be launching a website where they can download digitally just for the consumer.
Right. That's, yeah, great. And so you have said that you have something that my listeners can download. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to offer a gift for your listeners. It's a 30-minute digital download of Sharky the Belly Dance workout that they can try for themselves. So if you want to start off small, this is a great way just to try something new, get out of your comfort zone. And you can get this gift at sharky.com/fitandchips.
Oh, I've got my own special code with you. Yeah. That's awesome. I will also post the link so people don't have to rush for a pen right there. Mm-hmm. And so tell me, what do you wear I'm really interested in that.
Oh yeah. Well, this is a workout, so it's whatever is comfortable for you. But traditionally, we just wear like yoga pants, a shirt, and a hip scarf, a belly dance hip scarf, so you can see your hips shaking.
All right. So I wondered about that. That's part of the... Because yes. I didn't know if that was just something traditional or whether this was something that like it was important in the workout.
Well, yeah, it is very important in the workout for sure to hear it and see it. I encourage people if they want to show their midriff, they can. It's not mandatory at all. Yeah, just wear what's comfortable to you and just boom, start dancing.
And you can do this in your home, right? You
absolutely.
Have a
yes.
girls party and
totally.
Get your husband involved.
Yeah, have some wine. Sure, have some wine.
So did your husband do this?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Your kids, though.
Oh, my kids do, yeah. Yeah, my kids.
Yeah. Follow by example, lead by example.
Exactly.
And then I'll also, like on that website, they can also have access to any instructors that might be in their area if that interests them. And you have a ton of products on there as well if they wanted to take this further, right? I noticed.
Yes, just go to sharqui.com, sharqui.com. And if you're looking for a class near you, just click on find a class and you'll see a whole bunch of states.
And countries. Yeah, that's awesome. And so I think I'd just like to finish on just reinforcing what the whole message of today was about. And it really is about for women to embrace their body as is.
Exactly.
Stop creating judgment and feeling foxy, which I like that you've included foxy in this. In your 40s and creating sensuality, which can transfer over into your partnerships and knowing that there's positives coming from this type of exercise.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about embracing the body and just feeling good in your mind and your body. It's so beautiful. And I hope your listeners are going to try it because it really is going to change that stigma, you know, what you had. It's going to change your perception of belly dance completely.
And before we go, have you got any more competitions in lined up or are those days gone?
Those were amateur competitions. Yeah, I mean, as a professional, there are no competitions for professionals. I just do my business. I teach, you know, a little bit here and there, you know, in the studio. And this is what I do. And I take care of two kids.
So the next thing I think is a Sharqui competition, the National Sharqui Belly Dance.
Nice. Oh my God, that's great, Amanda.
I think it would be good. You've got all of these people following you. You could just do something like an online competition. I think it would be pretty awesome. And it's just a way for women to embrace themselves even more. Awesome. We should do it in the marketing. I like this. So thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me share about belly dance.
No, no problem. And thank you for listening, everybody, and tune in for my new guest next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the show. For more information on the services offered by Amanda, please head over to her website at fitandchips.com. That's FITNCHIPS.com or her Fit and Chips Facebook page. Leave a comment and she promises to respond to all questions. The views and advice expressed by Amanda Thebe are not a substitute for conventional medical service. No information here should be interpreted as a medical diagnosis, treatment, or prevention of any disease. If in any doubt, always contact your healthcare provider.